All right, we got Nico Collins. 6 catches, 117 yards. Some big ones today. I would argue 3 of his catches were maybe the 3 biggest plays for the Texans today as they win 29-27 over the Indianapolis Colts. And this feels like a familiar spot for us, Clint Sterner. Clint Sterner, Sean Pendergast with you, Nico. Congratulations on the game. Congratulations on the win. Last time we talked in the regular season probably was right after you guys beat Indy in Week 18 as well. What is it about that building that agrees with Nico Collins so much, man?
I don't know what it is. It's something about the atmosphere. I kind of love it.
Nico, take us through these plays, man. I mean, we're watching the game, and the first one obviously is a just big bodied Nico, big time catch, and the other two at the moment would have been plays of the game. But take us through the first one, man. You double covered, and CJ says, "Hell, I'm throwing it up to you, big fella," and you go make a play. Yeah. What was the thought there?
We knew we had to take a shot. You know, we started out kind of slow, offensive end. You know, so I feel like for us, man, we just had to make a play. And Seven, he trusted in me, and my job was just run. And I ran, man, just licked the ball in the air to go make a play for the team. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great feeling, you know, just continue to build, work on me, and continue to make plays.
Yeah, absolutely. So now the second one, Nico, that we wanted you to take us through, I think was, a little more improv going on there with CJ flees the pocket, rolls out to his right. As we've learned that when CJ rolls out to his right, dangerous things can happen between you and him.
Yeah.
But you found a soft spot there. Take us through that. That was 3rd and 14 that kept that drive alive.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was, off schedule. You know, we work on those type plays, in practice. You know, just never know. You know, play breakdown like it did, just scrimmage drill. You know, just find an open hole. You know, with Seven, got the ball in his hands, amazing things happen. You know, so he found me in the soft spot in the zone, had to move the sticks. You know, so that was a big play. You know, he trusted me and found the right spot in the zone, man, and made the play for the squad.
Last one, 3rd and 11, which is really the play that ultimately ended up kind of winning the game because it kept the drive alive for you guys. That 3rd and 11 play, an amazing catch, getting your knee down. Did you know that was a catch as soon as you hit the ground, or did you have to look up at the board to make sure you got your knee in and everything?
Oh, no, it was a catch. I knew it was a catch, and I felt my knee and my toe. I dragged it, and I controlled it all the way down. You know, so I already knew it was a catch. You know, I didn't want to waste no time with the review. But they showed it on the big screen. I was like, yeah, I know it's a catch, so let's go.
Hey, how many times, Nico, have you and CJ thrown that ball, that speed cutout route like that this offseason?
Man, hundreds. That's repetition, man. So he wasn't panicking. You know, if he's going to miss, he's going to miss outside.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of his things. So I feel like for me to speed out the break, threaten the DB vertical, man, come out, make a play. You know, that's what I did. You know, Seven trusted me, and I trusted him, you know. So I feel like that come down to just, repetition and practice. Getting it done. You know, even good coverage, bad coverage, bad leverage, make a play. You know, so that's what we did.
Hey, we got to get to that man 28 now. We got to get to that in a minute. Before we get off this pass game, I'm curious. Yeah. It seems like, last year you guys, especially you had a lot of underneath catches and then big body Nico running downhill hard to tackle once again. It seemed like today watching it, CJ Stroud had to get through his progressions a little bit more. Maybe there wasn't the defense wasn't allowing those easier underneath throws. Is that how you kind of see things? And did y'all expect to get that? Is that kind of one of the adjustments y'all expect to see this year?
Yes, sir. We expect, to see adjustments, because I feel like we just got a lot of weapons. We got a lot of guys, that can make a play, single-handed, So, I feel like, man, just going out there, just trusting the offense, trusting the, the plays, and going out there and making plays. We know that boy Joe, he's special. You just got to make the right play for him.
Why, way to be a boss.
I know, I got you. Yes, sir. Just got to make the right block, for Joe, man. That boy going to make a play. He's been making plays in the league for a long time. He a playmaker. Just give him a little crease. He can do the rest. That's what we do in the entire game. Just pound for pound. It's a man's game. 3rd and 1. 4th and 1. We know what it is. Everybody knows the run, but I feel like it come down to who really want them more. And I feel like that's what we did.
Yeah.
Pound for pound every play.
No question about it. Nico Collins joining us here on Texans postgame. Nico, this matchup, I mean, Week 1, so you guys had all offseason to talk about this, think about this, and I know there was a lot of chirping going on from both sides. Take us down onto the field today, man. But could you feel that today, like that degree of rivalry that this thing has now grown into, especially because you guys just, like two heavyweight fighters trading punches out there?
Yeah, it is, man. We know what type of game it was going to be, last year, when – we won here, on the road, to get into the playoffs. And we know what type of tension, this first game is going to be on the road, back against the wall, but you know, we came in here with our brothers, you know, playing for each other, you know, having each other back, you know. So I feel like that's what we did, you know, every single player that went out there, you know, did us, you know, just ain't make the moment bigger than what it was. Just went out and made plays.
Absolutely. Nico, hey, Nico, last thing before we cut you loose, we got a few people texting into the show like, hey, ask Nico how he's feeling, how he's doing, because there was one play, it looked like you took a pretty big hit and you were kind of getting the helmet straightened out. I don't think they'd hand you a phone to talk to us if you weren't feeling okay, but confirm for us, how you feeling?
I'm great. You know, I just had a play, I was backpedaling on my way down, you know, the safety, you know, he kind of making play on the ball, you know, and he's trying to hit me in the back of the head, you know, just seeing stars a little bit, but. You know, it's football. It's straight. You know, got up, shook it off, next play.
There you go. Nico Collins. Nico Collins. Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, that last I checked, that 3rd and 11 catch came after that. So it was, you were doing just fine. Nico Collins, 6 catches, 117 yards, a few big ones today for the Texans. Gets it done again in Indianapolis. Hey, Nico, we appreciate your time, man. Yes, safe flight back to Houston, and let's get that dub next week against those Bears.
No doubt. Thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Nico. Appreciate you. All right, there you go. Nico Collins joining us here on Texans Postgame. Feeling fine.